Welcome to the podcast of Kingsway Community Church, a community inspired by love to live differently. If you'd like to connect with us online, join us at one of our churches, make a financial contribution, or discover more about Kingsway, head to www.kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app by simply searching Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this podcast will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
If you don't know me, my name's Rod, okay? I'm pretty close to God, but it's not God. Oh, it's good. It's good. We've been having some absolute awesome times in prayer. And, you know, prayer is something that we just can't do without. It's like air. We've got to have it. You've got to breathe, don't you, Muz? You've got to breathe, okay? We've got to have prayer. We've got to communicate with God. We've got to touch God, okay? And prayer is part of it. And we've been hearing about the different types of prayer, of praying together and intercessory prayer. Today, I just want to talk to you about, and I believe God's laid a word on my heart. It's called Ministry of Prayer, Laying On of Hands, if you want a title. Some of you are taking notes. I see Kane's writing a report to Brett. That's really good. Just tell him I preached well, okay? Now, it's called Laying On of Hands. And in this day and age, we have missed this somehow, the laying on of hands. Some people feel creeped out when you touch them. True? They really feel creeped out. And they just don't know where you're going. But it's important. It's important, you know, in Matthew. And let me give you a few facts. Fact number one, okay? Jesus gave us, it says he's giving us keys to the kingdom. Okay, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, it says, I will give you keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Jesus has given us keys to the kingdom of heaven, and he's given us the authority to go with it. Okay? I'm just establishing some facts to you before we go any further. He's given us keys. And remember, that verse comes where he's talking to Peter, and Peter says, has this revelation. He goes, you know, upon this rock I will build my church, and I'm going to give you keys. And God gives us keys. He gives us certain things that we can unlock the kingdom of heaven here on earth. What does it say? His prayer says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, Jesus knew what he was talking about. He wanted heaven to come to earth, and we need to experience that. And he's given us the authority, okay? His parting words as he was going up, okay, he says, all authority has been given unto me, therefore go into all the world, preach the gospel, making disciples, and laying hands on people. So he's given us a key, okay, and he's given us the authority. Fact number two in Hebrews chapter 16, okay, it tells us that the laying on of hands is the foundations of our beliefs. It's doctrine. It's good teaching. Okay, when you say doctrine, it means really good teaching. And it's something that we should follow. Remember, in school, your teachers taught you and you followed the instructions. True? Well, some of us did, Michael. Okay? They taught us. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There's a teacher in the room. The principal might come out with the cane. You can't cane him anymore. But I'm just saying, you were taught, and it's teaching, and these are good foundational teachings. Okay, let me read it to you out of the Message Bible. I love this. Okay, it says, so come on, let's leave the preschool finger painting exercise on Christ and get on with the grand work of art. Don't you love it? And put aside all the rubbish stuff and the foundation, the itty bitty stuff, but let's get on with the good stuff. Let's get on with designing the whole great artwork. Grow up in Christ. The basic foundational truths are in place. Turning your back on the basic salvation of helps, okay? Salvation by help, but getting on with turning towards God, okay? Putting our trust in God. baptismal instruction, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, eternal judgment. God helping us, we'll stay true to all that. But there is so much more. Let's get on with it. Okay? We have an awesome, awesome responsibility and ministry, each and every one of us. Not left up to the pastors or the leaders, whatever. Each one of us has this ministry. Okay? Fact number three. When you touch someone, there's a transmission. Okay? Something is transmitted. Something is imparted. Now, you're all wondering why you saw that video before. I love that video. Okay, that clip. It just showed when you touch someone, something happens. Stand up, Cain. Okay? Up here. Okay? Now, if we were to meet out on the street and I didn't know him and I went up and did it like this, he'll be fully creeped out. Okay? But you know what? There's something in the touch. He prayed for me this morning whilst we were standing up there. Okay? And I felt something. Okay? That's the power of God. There's something in the touch. When we shake hands, okay, there's something there. When you touch someone, okay? Now, I'm not talking about some of you creepy. No one in here. Stay there, man. Okay? But when you touch someone, sometimes you feel creepy, don't you? Okay? But we've got this awesome responsibility of laying hands on people. And there's something that happens when you touch someone. Okay? Sit down. There's a mother with a baby there. Okay? We all do that. We cuddle up. There's another mother there with a baby. We all, and the babies love touch. True? Have you ever seen a baby left by itself crying, go to sleep? Okay? No, it wants its mother's touch. I remember picking up my sons and rocking them to sleep. No, I used big rocks and no, I didn't. I used to rock it to sleep. See, that's the youth coming out in me. He said, "You're a bad influence on me, Joel." Okay? Let's get on with this. We need touch. We need touch. God has given us the ability to touch people, laying hands on them. Jacob, okay? He stole the birthright. Why? Because Isaac laid hands on him. There was something transmitted there. Jacob wrestled with God and he said, "I will not leave you until you touch me." Okay, a blessing. Joshua and Moses. Moses said, God told Moses to lay hands on Joshua and hand over the blessing, the authority, things like that. Moses with the elders. Remember, he called 70 of them together and he laid hands on them and he imparted something to them. Elijah and Elisha, I love this one because that's what I ask for when people pray for me. Okay, he asks, not only do you lay your hands on me and bless me, but give me a double portion. You know, that's what we should be doing as Christians, as people of God, as anyone. You know, give me a double portion, God. Saul, when he was anointed king, they poured oil on him and anointed him. David was the runt of the litter. Okay, and he was the last one to be picked, but he was picked, and they anointed him with oil, and Samuel laid hands on him. There's something there. So, okay, let me tell you a few points before I get on with the main thing. Laying on of hands. Laying on of hands, number one, is for ordination of ministry. Okay, now that occurs when you lay hands. Again, something is transmitted, an authority is given. And perhaps, you know, the authority enables them to go out and do their job. You see that in Acts 6:6. They presented men to the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them, and they ordained them as deacons. Now, when I was, laid hands on and told those men, when I was getting my ordination, you know, people laid hands on me. People I respected, okay? They prayed over me. In Numbers chapter 27, 18, it said, "So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay hands on him." So God has set them apart, but now he needs someone from within the establishment to lay hands on them. Okay, again, number two, sending of the apostles, when you're sent out, when you're told to go and do something. You know, we've seen it up here. We prayed for Suzanne when she went to Africa. We prayed for the team when they went to Cambodia. We sent them with blessing. You pray for them. You lay hands on them. And everything that is part of this community, you send them with it. And that's the power of God. Okay, in Acts chapter 13, 2 and 3, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they fasted and prayed, they placed hands on them and sent them off as apostles. Okay, so there's a sending. There's a sending that happens. Number three, there's a baptism with the Holy Spirit. And you see this over and over and over again in the Acts. You see this in the other epistles, and Paul writes about it. When you're praying for someone with the Holy Spirit, who wants the gift of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues? I want it. I want it more and more. Get people to pray for you. Let them lay hands on you. Paul prayed for them. Peter prayed for them. You know, all the disciples, they laid hands on them and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Okay? They were in the upper room. There was an impartation. When you see this in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 4, 1 to 4. They were in the upper room and they were prayed and they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Okay? Number four, there's an impartation of gifts that occurs when there's a laying on of hands. When people ask for a gift of the ministry, you lay hands on them and you impart that gift. Okay? Who desires a gift? Okay? We do. I've desired the gift of prophecy and healing and things in my life. So I've got guys with a prophetic ministry. I've got guys with healing ministries to pray for me. One of the guys that prayed for me at an early age is sitting in this room, Leon, okay? He's laid hands on me many times. Sometimes they were in prayer, but they've always been in prayer. That's one thing I just want to honor and recognize him for, because he's always, you know, encouraged me and prayed for me and laid hands on me and imparted something that is in him. What have we got in us? We've got Jesus in us. We've got Jesus in us. Impartation of the gifts. One of in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, it says, do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid hands on you. Okay? Timothy was deeply impacted with this impartation. You know, especially as a result of this impartation, he received spiritual gifts through the laying on of hands and a prophetic ministry Timothy had. Okay? Paul, you know, also in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, it says, For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts so that you may be established. You want to be established in the kingdom of God? Let people lay hands on you and get some spiritual gifts. Now, don't let any and everyone pray for you. Let me just stop there and give you a little bit there. You don't get every Tom, Dick, and Harry to pray for you. You've got to recognize their office. And I mean to say not where they actually work, but what God has established or who they are in God. Okay? Now, if someone was to walk off the street, I wouldn't let them pray for me. I just wouldn't. There's some guys in church that I still won't let them pray for me. You know, we've got elders here, okay? We've got leaders. We've got the pastors. They're the ones that should be praying for people. And you know what? And you as well. Because you're part of this community. God has given you keys, and he's also given you the authority to pray for people. So don't feel afraid of praying for people. And we don't have to be in a church setting to pray for people. You can pray for them outside. Now, you know you can pray for people and lay hands on them without touching them. I'll show you how. You ever had someone that you wanted to pray for in your household? Go into their room, lay hands on their pillow, and as they're about to come home, you pray for them. Say, God, in the name of Jesus, as they put their head on this pillow, you know, let you. There's so many ways we could do this. It says the people brought handkerchiefs and aprons and presented them to the apostles so that the apostles would pray for them, okay, and anoint them with oil so that the people that they gave it to receive blessing. I've seen people do that and receive a great blessing, okay? Someone at work, get in early. Who's pestering you at work? Okay, no, don't put your hands up, Okay, who's pestering you at work? Get in early, pray over their desk. Come on. You're not praying for the desk. You're praying that as they sit there, that the power of God will touch them. Now, don't pray for anything nasty to happen for them, okay? Pray for good things to happen. You know, bless them. Pray a prayer that, God, show me what I can pray for them. If there's something that's in their life that I need to be praying for, that's what you should be doing. I was working in a job and I hated it. And I used to moan and cringe and all that sort of thing. Till one day the Holy Spirit just absolutely smacked me in the face and said, what are you whinging about? I'm providing for you. You know, God said, I'm providing for you. And I changed my mindset and I started praying for people there and I started praying for my bosses. Okay? My boss just did not know what to do, honestly. I'm just being very honest here. He was a bit of a tool, okay? But he just did not know what to do. He had no idea. But I started praying for him and I started helping him. And you know what? Lo and behold, later on I got a promotion. Okay, he recognized something. And, you know, there's the power of prayer when we start to touch people with what we're doing. And who hates the job they're in? I've got good news for you. You better start liking it because that's the job God wants you to have at this stage. Where are you now? You better start liking it because that's where God has got you now. And it's not just for you, it's for someone else there. There's someone else you need to touch there and you need to pray for them. Let me get on with this. So it's for the establishment of gifts. And number five, for the believers, and you impart into them by the laying on of hands, by blessing them. I love this. I love this because Jesus did this always. You know, you've heard so many times in church, you know, oh, get the kids out of here, they're making so. I love it when kids make noise. I love it because Jesus wasn't afraid of it. He said, no. When the disciples went to hush them away, he said, no, let them come. And he took them up and blessed them. Now, in this day and age, we just can't go around touching kids, okay? And you've got to be very careful of that. But take the opportunity when you have to bless them, your kids around you, okay? Sometimes you just want to be left alone. I know I do sometimes, and just want to chill out and watch the footy or whatever, and the kids are making a noise, and you get so angry. But start to think of it this way. Let's get up. Let's be part of that, okay? Sometimes they do need to be shut up and sit down, okay? But bless them. Bless them. Pick them up. You're not walking past someone. Bless you. Bless you. You put your hand around them. Bless them, okay? Touch them and bless them in the name of Jesus. Don't creep them out. Bless them. I pronounce blessing on you. Jesus pronounced blessing over people time and time again. He took the children in his arms. He put their hands on them. How many times have we got opportunity to bless our kids? Whilst they're sleeping. You know, just lay your hands on them. I do it all the time. My kids don't know it. My sons are here. They don't know I bless them all the time, but I do. I lay hands on them. Sometimes you want to lay hands on them. But lay hands on them. Okay? Lay hands on them. Sometimes it gets the better of you and you lay hands on you. But the last one, okay, so we've seen it's for ordination. It's for sending qualified people. It's for receiving of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's imparting spiritual gifts. It's imparting blessing. But the one I love more, it's about healing. Okay, when you lay hands, it says Luke chapter 4, verse 40, it says, when the sun was setting, the people brought Jesus to all he... When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Jesus often laid hands to heal the sick. And this is a biblical foundation that we need to lay hands on people to receive their healing. In Mark chapter 10, verse 16, it says, he took them in his arms. In Luke 13:13, a woman who'd been crippled for 18 years, she was bent up and she was straightened up straight away when Jesus laid hands on her. In Acts chapter 28:8, the father of Polybus, he was laying in bed with a recurrent fever and dysentery. Okay, Paul, seeing him, prayed for him by laying hands on him. In Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 46, the lady with the issue of blood, okay, for 12 years she suffered. She suffered for 12 years, and she said, just one touch, let me touch the hem of his garment. And straight away something flowed, something was imparted. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? Who touched me? He felt that power go from him. We have got something in us. Jesus has given us the authority. So what have we got in us? We got the power of God in us. So why do we hold it back sometimes? We need to be like Jesus and touch people and see that power flow. When we are praying in our prayer, we just go around and touch them. We pray that they will be blessed. We pray for their healing. And we just give it all we got. The classic example I love, and it's not an example, it's real, is when Peter and John were walking to the temple. Okay? And you know what happens here. The guy is sitting there, and it says they brought him every day by the gate, beautiful, and it says he sat there begging, alms, you know? And Peter and John, full of the Holy Spirit and power, as each one of you sitting here today is full of the Holy Spirit and power. And Peter and John turn around and says, I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but what I have is far better than silver and gold. And catching him by the hands, laying hands on him, he lifts him up, and straight away the power of God that they had been exposed to, okay, was in them, and they were living it. And straight away this guy, power flows through, and they lift him up, and he gets his legs, okay? And he starts jumping, and he starts praising, and he starts releasing praises to God. And that's what it's all about. It's us transmitting something. So when we lay hands, there is an impartation. There is an impartation. And that's what we're called to do as a church. Who can you touch? Who can you touch? I just want you to just quickly think about it. Who can you touch with the power of God that's in you? There are people all around us that we need to impart what we have. Like Peter and John, you know, we don't have silver, we don't have gold, but what we have is far greater than what the world can give them. And in the name of Jesus, we can say to them, rise up, take your blessing, take your healing. There are people sitting here today that need an impartation from God. I've got some stuff to say. We'll run out of time. Okay. One thing I will say is that we need to release the anointing that is within us. And you say, Rod, sometimes people put oil on you. Well, that's just symbolic. That's symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Okay, there's no magic in the oil or anything like that. It's symbolic. In the Old Testament, it says they used to smear them, rub on them, impart to them what it represented, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to live a free life, and that's what I desire, and we need to desire that more, and we need to lay hands on people. I'm not going to say anything more. I'm going to pray for people. I just feel that to pray for people. Is that all right, Cain? Okay. Jesus' name. Bow your heads. Jesus' name. Father God, we praise you this morning. We praise you this morning, Father God. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Oh, you're so wonderful, God. So wonderful, God. So wonderful. Come on, just start praising God where you are. Start praying. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. If you need healing this morning, if there's something wrong with in your body, and you know that you're battling or whatever the case may be, okay? You want healing? I'm gonna say, don't be shy. Come up. I'm gonna get the elders to pray with me. Leon, if you can help us. Cain. Come on, it says to call, the word of God says, Andrew, it says to call for the elders and lay hands on people, anointing them with oil. If you want healing this morning, and I believe there are people here this morning who want to do that, okay? You just come, be bold, be bold. God wants to touch you this morning. It's not me, it's not my words, okay? Come on, come up here. Don't feel shy, come up. Who else? Who else?